It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Early voting started today for next month's elections. There are several local items on the ballot. Dallas voters will decide on a $1 billion bond package, and voters in the Fort Worth School District will vote on a $750 million bond proposal. There are also seven state constitutional amendments on the ballot. Ballot language is lengthy, so tonight we're going to explain Propositions 1 and 2. KUT's Ben Philpott talked with David Brown, host of Public Radio's Texas Standard.
So, Ben, I'll tell you what. I'm going to read the text, and we're hoping you can provide the translation. Proposition 1, the constitutional amendment authorizing the legislature to provide for an exemption from ad valorem taxation of part of the market value of the residence of homestead of a partially disabled veteran surviving... What is this calling for, Proposition 1?
This is going to lower property taxes for disabled veterans and their families. And it's actually a little bit of a cleanup. They had passed a constitutional amendment on this a few years ago. Mm-hmm. They found out that there was a little bit of a loophole that they wanted to button up. So they're doing kind of a technical correction just to make sure that spouses really are going to be able to take advantage of this.
I see. So in many cases, we're talking about homes that were donated to disabled veterans by charity for less than market value, and it affects them disproportionately. Proposition 2, here's what's on the ballot. The constitutional amendment to establish a lower amount for expenses that can be charged to a borrower and removing certain financing expense limitations for a home equity loan.
This would make it easier for homeowners to access the equity that's built up in their property. Texas has kind of traditionally had some of the more stringent rules and regulations to be able to get a home equity loan.
And that affects a lot of people who are homeowners, but they, for instance, can't afford to send their kids to college unless they tap that home equity, for example.
And we've had, you've had to have a certain percentage of equity already built up in the home. You've had to have this and this. And these are just kind of expanding or loosening, rather, those regulations to make it a little easier. Of course, the downside of that, people would argue, is if it's easier to get a home equity loan, it's easier to give it to someone who really can't afford to do it.
Could be riskier.
And then then you might lose your home.
Learn more about the other amendments on the ballot in our voter's guide at keranews.org. Early voting runs through November 3rd. Election day is November 7th. The Las Vegas shooting that killed 59 people and wounded hundreds others this month has coincided with a shift in opinion about gun control among Texas voters. A poll out today from the Texas Tribune and the University of Texas finds support for tougher gun laws has increased compared to 2015. Among those polled, 52% say stricter gun laws are needed. Jim Henson, who co-directs the poll, says that includes a 10 percentage point increase among Republicans.
So that number was 15% 2 years ago, and it increased to about a quarter of Republicans this time. Still a minority, but an interesting uptick, and almost certainly something that comes in the wake of the Las Vegas shootings.
The poll finds more Democrats say gun laws are the biggest factor contributing to mass shooting, while a majority of Republicans point to failures in the mental health system. The poll conducted earlier this month has a 2.8% margin of error. You've seen them driving along lonely Texas highways or tucked away in the odd corner of an otherwise urban landscape. The bones of towns that time forgot. Ghost towns. Get into the spirit of the Halloween season. We're joining public radio stations across Texas to bring these places back to life. Today, KERA Stephanie Quo reports on the ghost town that made Dallas the city it is today.
This is not a ghost story, but it's a story about the ghost of a dream, a French dream. To build a colony for Frenchmen fleeing political and economic upheaval that began in Paris and swept across Europe in the late 1840s. Around that time, French philosophers were espousing a kind of democratic socialism,
wherein they could establish these colonies somewhere else and have their own community where they could be self-sufficient.
Paula Bossi writes for the Dallas history blog Flashback Dallas.
And a lot of these people went to the United States.
Several hundred landed across the Trinity River from Dallas. Back then, the Big D was just a scruffy little frontier town. They named their 2,000-acre colony La Réunion. Its new settlers shared a singular ambition, a society where everyone worked together and everyone shared, all for one and one for all.
There were no burdens placed on them by the ruling party. Basically, they were in charge of their own lives. The United States in the 1850s was pretty wide open, especially in Texas.
It was the Wild West, and that's exactly what La Réunion founder Victor Considerant wanted. He was a prominent democratic socialist who fled France in 1852 in search of a new life for himself and other despondent political émigrés. He fell in love with North Texas and returned to Europe with a blissful account of beautiful cliffsides, vast plains, and a landscape comparable to the French wine country.
I think that a lot of what he was saying was exaggerated to get people to join the cause and come with him and invest in his company.
And word traveled quickly.
They would come in dribs and drabs. A lot of times people would arrive, they'd look at the place and go, no, and leave.
La Réunion only lasted 3 years, and all that physically remains today is a cemetery in West Dallas with a few dozen weathered tombstones.
There's Monsieur Rivachon with the prominent tombstone. But you can see this one right here. This is broken down, and they've just stacked it up. It's sad. Whoever that is the lawnmower must have hit it or something. But these are all Frenchmen.
85-year-old Rosemary Rumbly gives history tours here and retells the tales her mother used to share about the men and women she knew from La Réunion. The colony was technically before her mother's time. She was born in 1894, but her family had a bakery where former settlers and then their children would buy bread.
And I questioned that. I said, I thought they were all together, one for all, one for all. They baked their own bread. And mother said, no, they were very artistic people and they preferred to buy their bread.
They were artisans, store clerks, and academics, not the kind of people to make a go of it at self-sufficiency. History writer Paula Bossi says that wasn't the only problem.
The land that Victor Considerant had purchased was not meant to be farmed on. It was limestone. But add to that the drought and the bad weather, the grasshoppers, and the fact that there were no farmers.
And America wasn't the dream they had hoped for either. They opposed slavery, which had become a violent state of affairs in Texas, and the locals weren't particularly fond of such free-thinking Europeans. They had stumbled into a geographic, economic, and political nightmare. By most accounts, La Réunion was a failed socialist experiment. But Rosemary Rumbly has a different theory.
I've always said it was the heat. I think they could have made it if they hadn't have been so hot.
Fast forward more than a century, it seemed this bit of Dallas history was forgotten. Then in 1972 came John Scoville, a young accountant tasked with naming a new development in downtown Dallas, what you now know today as Reunion Tower.
So welcome to Reunion Tower today. My name is Burke.
That glowing orb in Dallas's night sky.
Look out the window and...
Well, I'd like to tell you we were geniuses and we understood the future and we had these great plans for a tower and we were going to change the skyline of Dallas, okay? Okay.
He was charmed by the little town that never was. The name Reunion stuck, even if the story didn't.
Well, I think Dallasites in particular, Texans, were not big veterans on history. But it was amazing. The La Réunion colony did have an impact on this community. The cultural side of Dallas, Texas, can trace a lot of that back to those settlers.
From the top of the Reunion Tower, everything is shiny and new, and history is easy to forget. But this great American city was born from a French failure. La Réunion may have collapsed more than 100 years ago, but its residents, with their skills, their worldly perspectives, and their wine, made Dallas what it is today. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.
Leading up to Halloween, Public Radio's Texas Standard will be airing more profiles of ghost towns across the state. Tune in weekdays at 10 a.m. and 8 in the evening here on 90.1. Mostly clear skies in store for us this evening. Should be a low around 54. Tomorrow looks to be sunny with the high in the lower 70s. And tomorrow night clear with a cool low near 46. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.